4th of July deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, including the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator, featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with top Samsung appliances and hot 4th of July savings at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
It's recording. In it.
Is it going?
It's going on my phone?
I have a confession.
Starting the sign it out, episode 49.
49. I know.
With a confession.
Can you believe we've been doing this for 24 years?
Years.
Epic sauce. Epic, so how, what is that? Sauce.
What?
So how, 24 years, so how many episodes a year?
Two.
Like two.
Yeah.
That's what I was.
That would be a cool podcast though. If there was something that
the once a year
people were like really diehard about and then you only got two episodes.
The once a year podcast. How am I mosquitoes?
How am I mosquitoes?
It's September, guys. My knee is just eaten up. I got that sweet, sweet blood. If anyone what type of blood do you have? Sweet. The ones the mosquitoes love. I have confession.
Okay.
So I have this Coke Zero bottle in my fridge and I just secretly chugged it like an alcoholic before.
This is going to be
this podcast.
Burpee episode.
No.
Because it was flat.
Because I didn't want to make a gas because I didn't want anyone to think I'm addicted. But I just did that like an alcoholic. Just.
You chugged the bottle?
Nothing, honey. I'm coming.
You chugged it.
It's not funny. Alcoholism isn't funny.
Coke-ism. Coca-Cola-ism.
It's not funny. It's not.
Did you chug it?
Nothing's funny.
If you guys couldn't tell by the little giggles that are coming from behind the camera, we've got another episode with our good friend Connery.
Sorry, guys.
Woo!
Connery's here. He's ready for another year. And he's gonna make this a really good episode. I'm tired of this singing.
Connery is back.
I'm tired of it. I'm not singing this episode starting now.
Durham's fingers were hurting after our episode.
Oh, I imagine that was a full musical.
Yeah, it
was. I do wonder how long it'll actually be before you do sing on this.
Okay, ready? Start the timer, Connery. Start the timer.
Start.
So what's up? Like,
that's
what you do today.
Favorite. So what's up?
What'd you do today?
Well, I started my day going to the city. I went to Othership. This is not a sponsored. This is not a sponsored thing, but I have been really loving a good start to my day. God, it sounds so fucked. It's so culty. And it also just sounds so like,
cause it is
like person who doesn't have a job.
Right.
You have a job. It's just a flexible one.
And I like starting my mornings by getting on the train, heading to the city and spending 70 minutes in a sauna and cold plunge sort of routine.
Yeah.
It's nice though. And you know what's weird? Cultiest thing about it? I love... Oh man, it's so culty. I'm so in. I love seeing people...
The community.
...go for the first time. Like I love taking people there.
Yeah, that is so culty.
Right. New converts.
I love bringing people there.
Othership, for people that don't know, it's a giant sauna. We talked about it before. Giant sauna, then with take a little shower, then you go to the cold plunge, rinse, repeat, right? Mm-hmm. And I was saying it's giving swinger vibe. It's giving horny businessmen, businesswomen vibes. They're rich, but they're like a little like, you know... Maybe some of them are sober. And they now they just need to fuck and get healthy. Mm-hmm. And I respect it and I love it, right? But anyways, that's what it is. And Kyle is part of this. Kyle has yet to bring anybody home from it, but maybe.
Well, I'm going at 8:30
because that's
in the
thing. I don't want to speak at a. Is it turn or term?
Turn.
Why?
Because you're. I mean, I don't know. This is my educated guess is that you're speaking like it's not your turn. Yeah, so you're just speaking out of turn. It's like you're interrupting. It's not your place.
Okay, I don't speak at a turn. But I think gay guys be. There's
a link.
There's blow jobs happening in like Good Life in that is a gym. Is Good Life a gym here?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, Equinox, like the gym mm-hmm. sauna mm-hmm. is where you suck and fuck.
No.
For gay guys.
Steam room.
The steam room. Pardon me.
And that is because I'm not going to dox
I've heard,
him.
I've heard from multiple gay friends.
I'm not going to dox yes. him, but I do know that from a very reliable source, yeah. it takes place in the steam room.
And another reliable source who we both know.
Yes. It takes place in the steam room. There is no steam room.
So this is kind of a bigger, I'm like, whoa.
There's
like,
one whoa. Sauna that's huge. It's massive.
Yeah.
And there are six, there's four personal tubs. I had to think about the room.
Counting like this?
I was looking at it. I was like,
yeah. One,
there's four personal tubs and two kind of like hotel hot tub size tubs for the cold plunge.
Did you go in the hot tub ones?
No, I like the personal ones.
Yeah. Did you go with Zach together?
No.
No, by yourself?
Because I'll tell you why also.
Interesting.
When I go, as early as I'm going, it's just us there. There's nobody there. So you have the whole place to yourself. It's really nice.
I missed out. But I said, I'm not going to go today, guys. Because I'm on my period. And so that's, no one wants to see any of that. And it's day, you know, it's day two for my people that get periods. Also during that time, I kind of let it go natural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm a European girl.
Okay.
Why am I talking about my pubes on the podcast? Next.
Wait a second.
I know. Next. I go, Also, did we start the timer?
It's okay. I got it here. But I know it's all good.
It's okay. You can just go like this.
I'll go like this. I'll go stop, pause.
How about you tell me when it's like 50 minutes?
Okay. We'll go like this. Pause.
I love that. I love that. That's talk and chop.
Because
sometimes we need to know how long we've been talking because I can talk for days.
The girl can go on for days. So the thing too about the other ship, just one more last note on it, okay? They do this thing that to me feels the most culty and it's after you hit the tub.
Yep.
They use tuning forks. You know about tuning forks?
I fucked with this hard though when I went.
It's nice.
Right. Yeah.
But it is the most sort of like
a little 432 hertz.
Sort of, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You sort of like kind of fall out for a second. You're like, whoa.
The feeling is like being drugged.
Yeah. I was gonna say what you're describing.
They bang these tuning forks together on their palms. Gung, and then they put them over your ears. Mm-hmm. And it goes.
And you just got out of the cold. And so you're just like totally like.
Right.
Yeah. Vulnerable.
Like a marionette puppet.
What the guy did today, he goes, do you mind if I elevate the experience a little more for you? And I thought.
Did he start?
I thought, how could
he? Did he start?
I thought, how could he get any more elevated than this?
Yeah.
And he goes, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit him. I'm going to put him by your ears and then I'm going to hit him again. And I'm going to touch one to your chest and one to the top of your head.
Right,
and
your chakras.
I was like, that's going to like really rattle me. And like, I'm going to feel that like crazy. So he hits it. Does it, then he hits him on the palms again, puts it up against the chest, felt like nothing.
Yeah.
There's so not let down.
Vibration in there.
I was right. So
do you think your day
down.
Is genuinely different because you went to other ship this morning?
I don't know. It's
See,
just nice.
What I'm saying. If you just lived in like where we grew up, I'm thinking about a certain person's house that we went to a couple times where they had a hot tub in the backyard, a person in our improv troupe, and we'd go there and there was like a classic like wintertime thing. You go in the hot tub and you roll around in the snow.
Yeah, yeah.
Classic
sure.
Classic move. That's...
But that's more
worth,
for fun
that's
as
worth
a kid.
Like $500 or however much you're paying per...
Okay, Connery, it's different.
It's also not that much.
No, I know.
Each time
you
go...
I'm saying, like, you could create this experience.
You're right. Wait, you can also, we should put the hot tub in the backyard we don't have.
Yeah, and let's put the cold plunge tub like in the middle of this room.
Right now it's snowing. Dude, if you're going to come to this podcast, you should say real stuff instead of making shit up.
But here's my point, is that if you had just the ability kidding. To, would you put, if to eliminate that, if you had to like a house to yourself or something, mm-hmm. would you put those things in your house?
Yeah, I would absolutely put.
So hot tub's actually not a sauna. It's water.
Right, no. But is it not like a similar experience where you're like hot?
No, because there's a big
you're
difference
sweating
between
it out.
Dry heat.
Dry heat. Okay. So you're just like, and it's 15 minutes, you're like,
I would put in like, yes, I would absolutely, if I had the space for it and the money for it, I would put a sauna. Mm-hmm.
Red light sauna. That's what I want.
Red light sauna mm-hmm. in my house. Abode, as well as a nice ice cold plunge. Yeah.
Nice.
I would do that.
Connected.
Yeah. So you step out and you do your little thing and whatever, and then you jump in the little plunge.
Yeah.
No going outside to go to the sauna. You'd want it to be in the house. You want it to be attached.
They could be outside. Okay, okay. I'll say this very quickly. I had a sauna.
Sauna.
Where?
At the...
Oh, you showed me this.
In LA. And to make a long story very short, because you guys know how long I can go on a story.
No, we don't.
My friend made a TV show.
He went to Japan.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
You went to Japan?
I'm going to really condense this for you guys. My friend made a TV show. He used a sauna for a prop in one of the episodes. Okay. He got to keep the sauna as a prop. I moved into his house.
Whew, four sentences. Let's go.
Now, to that story, there are so many other details that I would love to tell you that are really cool and important. Like the TV show is called Kirby Jenner.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about this episode.
There's a KJ on the sauna, which is supposed to be for Kris Jenner because the character of Kirby Jenner gets it for his mother, Kris Jenner,
and
on the
here
episode.
We go.
It's painted black. Okay. Anyway, dry sauna.
That's great.
In the backyard.
Yeah. In the backyard.
It's like a barrel.
Right.
And when Zach and I were living together there, would do what we called Sauna Sunday. And every Sunday we would go in there for however long we decided, and we would talk about the week and what we wanted to get done that week and how we wanted to.
That is so you guys. Yeah. That's crazy.
It's also,
well, it was
so
also COVID.
LA.
It was COVID.
So
it was
LA.
Like,
that is so LA. That's so you guys.
But we had to make our own. We had to do it.
Like, it was like you guys were creating your third space. You guys needed like the place you could go to like commune together, and that was the sound.
And we also needed.
Kyle loves to
we
plan.
Also needed
loves
to do our week
to
out.
Goals. Loves to.
We
do
needed
all
that.
Stuff. I love
it. It was 2020, and we were going crazy. And we were like, we have to. If we're home and we're doing this, we have to make use of it.
Yep.
So instead of just wasting each day,
every Sunday, we're
gonna get in there. We're gonna talk about what the hell's going on.
I think the most I did was crochet a LaCroix.
Bottle? Like a can?
Yeah.
Awesome.
That I bought from a store. So I didn't even make it up myself. It was like
a pattern.
And I did that. That was the most productive thing I did. Got into a relationship, moved in with somebody for 4 months. Then that ended terribly. Got COVID the day my grandpa died. And then 7 weeks later, I woke up with a fever and my other grandpa died. And what else did I do? Oh, and I made banana bread.
Episode 49.
We already did that.
We just said it was episode, but we didn't say
the top.
Guys, if you haven't already, comment down below. Hit the motherfucking like button. Hit the subscribe button. If you haven't already,
say it with your chest.
Send this to a friend. And if you want to get extra bonus content, go to the Patreon link in the bio. Maybe we've got some live shows coming up. Maybe here in New York City, we're going to the Gramercy Theater, and you're going to go ahead and see that.
No, Gramercy Theater.
Yes,
we're doing a show November 10th. Two shows. This is a big theater.
Holy!
I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to do it.
If you're listening on Spotify, go ahead and hit that follow button. Send it to a friend. Share it on your story. It's really easy. Just click a button. Beep, 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 beep. Share to Spotify. If you want to if you watch it anywhere else, share it with your friends there and do whatever you gotta do to
if you
make
wanna
sure.
go on a date with Kyle, just send us $20.
Oh. And it's actually
we can figure something out.
And it's actually true if you hit the like button on YouTube, it does help out.
And if you get sign up for Patreon.
And if you sign up for Patreon,
that means you can go on a date with Kyle.
So, Veronica.
What's up?
When you have, so well, for okay, me, well, let me say this. For when I okay. when I imagine my as we're talking about, yeah. my home in I'm gonna go ahead and say 7 years.
Mm. Okay, seven
six,
years.
Maybe I'll say six.
Nice. Ooh.
Seven. Okay.
Seven's a good. Yeah.
I am imagining that I do have a sauna and cold plunge.
7 years, you're gonna be in the home. What, how old?
In 7 years.
22.
Yeah, I'll be 22.
Yeah, that sounds good.
But I do imagine that. Is that something that you are imagining?
What, my dream house?
Or is it more so you don't care about a sauna that much? You'd go somewhere for a sauna.
No, definitely. I would love to have a red light sauna. I've been doing the red light thing.
It's a health thing, not just mm-hmm. like
yeah.
It's like
makes skin, you sleep. But it's
infrared
also like good
specifically?
For you. I looked it up, but I've already forgotten.
It doesn't trigger like if you want to be not seen very well in the dark, you use a red light as a flashlight, right? When you're camping, you use a red light to not be seen because it's like it doesn't like throw shadows or something.
I don't know.
But that's the thing.
I'm wondering if it's going to be a hoax later.
Right.
Might be. But I personally, I'm already looking at my skin and I'm going, wait, it's kind of looking snatched.
Mm.
It's kind of looking good. So. But I'm only just doing the face mask. Dream home. I've thought about this. Like I asked you this yesterday. I was like, where would you want to live? Like,
forget where.
Like first house, where are we buying it?
Mm-hmm.
We.
Mm.
Yeah, me, you, and Kyle.
Forget
as a podcast.
Forget where though.
Yeah.
What are like the things that you're just like, okay.
Like for example, when I was a kid, I was a kid, I did multiple house plans. I saw a blueprint as a kid and I was like, oh, that's what you do. I'm going to do one. It was an underwater Mayan temple themed house. And it had, you swam down.
So
and
you're
had
stupid
a little,
kid. You're stupid.
Yeah. Well, no, I was actually really smart. So what it was that you swam down into a little tunnel and you went into the tunnel and then it shut off. And then there was another door there and it sucked all the water out. And then you went into the house.
That's like so Sandy Cheek style.
Yeah. So what would you guys have for example? Job.
Okay.
So this is Connery too.
Okay.
Connery's going.
Movie theater.
So in my house, I'd have like a secret door.
Literally, I would have a secret door.
I have a secret door.
Using
and it's
a
like
a specific book.
And then there's like a
and
trap.
Then one room is just trampoline room. No floor, just trampoline.
Oh, the other idea? Dan, this is so close to that idea too, so never mind.
Is it that?
No. No, I always had this dream of like filling a house with Jell-O and then having to eat my way everywhere.
Yeah, I bet. Yours. What's yours? What do you got?
Definitely a movie room.
Okay. Mm. Movie room?
Full theater.
Movie theater.
Yeah.
Okay. How many seats?
With endless popcorn and endless station of the shakers.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Remember that? What was that theater that we put
downtown
in
downtown theater. Imperial theater.
And they had French toast, like...
Oh, yeah.
Popcorn. Yeah. It was crazy. Like, sometimes they go off. All I need is a little dill pickle flavy.
Dill picky.
How many seats are in the theater?
30.
Whoa. Okay.
And so you're going big. Individual
lazy
seats?
Boys.
Lazy boys.
Yes.
30 lazy boys. Holy.
But not actual lazy boy brain.
This is my dream.
This is awesome. This is awesome.
But like,
well, guys, what about if I'm having a screening?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Like Nighthawks in a
But way. I also have, it also has the option. Okay. Okay. Dream's house. It's lazy boys. And then it flips over. So it's, and then it becomes like a living room one, but one, like a big couch. Have you ever seen those where it's like, a bunch of squares, so it's kind of like a big...
Like modular and...
Yeah, and it's like squares and so you can cuddle with my future husband, Mr. Who's my future husband?
Right, because it's part of the dream house.
Yes. So it's Harris Dickinson's on Mondays, and then...
You got a rotating.
Yeah,
Ken from Bobby.
Literally one of the hottest guys ever.
See, but now I can't say celebrities because I feel like I'm going to meet them.
It's fine.
There's the possibility.
But help, that helps.
Mm-hmm. And I, Harris Dickinson is engaged and we do follow each other on Instagram, but
who else?
He's not down for, anyways. Oh, Aaron, my Spanish rapper.
Yeah,
he's going to be like, I kind of want them for like 3 days at a time. Mm. And then I need to throw someone else in the mix that
just
I'm like
one day, maybe like your podcast host husband, just so you can do a
yeah,
podcast.
And then Kyle, this come is over the, for my friend.
Yeah.
I just keep him satisfied through the weekend. You like 9 to 5, I'm the weekend. Oh. Make him lose his mind every weekend. You take Wednesday, Thursday, then just send him my way. Think I got it covered for the weekend. That's it? Movie six theater?
Ten. No, I'm not
okay.
done.
Okay.
So, definitely Red Light Sauna, which you're talking about.
Yeah.
Pilates room. I have a Pilates gym.
Okay. You have a Pilates teacher that lives
there. Teacher,
but
it's like, like I'm in the forest. I'm in like a jungle, probably New York, and like forest. And it's like glass everywhere.
Oh, sick.
So it's not like a gym, like fluorescent lights. It's like a gym,
natural
like
light.
Gorgeous yoga, bonsai trees everywhere, like that. Wooden floors. And what else do I have? Pool, definitely.
What kind of pool?
In ground, outdoor, big.
Okay.
Hot, in ground, hot tub as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny that we like in ground pools more than, they're really not different. What is it?
They
so,
are.
It's the integration.
They're way deeper.
It is. Guess, it's also right. about just like.
They're way deeper.
They're way deeper, right. But also it's the idea of like stepping, to me, it's about. Stepping out and down into something
right,
as opposed to like
climbing
up.
Right. Maybe yeah. there's like a natural element.
Jumping.
Yeah, exactly. yeah.
There's a lot of pros, I'd say, to the in-ground
pool. I agree.
As well as a beautiful lush garden.
Oh. Mm.
So many fruits, so many veggies. What else?
How about like we walk into, we have your entertainment, we have your sort of leisure fitness area,
like
covered.
Office.
What do you got room. In the kitchen? Is there any like specific thing you're like, I would love that?
Popcorn maker, but that's in my movie theater.
There it is, yeah.
But
and maybe the garden is sort of like, you know, I'm dreaming for you a little bit here. Maybe the garden is sort of like attached to the kitchen to where there's like
right
a door
out.
That just slides open to where the kitchen kind of becomes like outside a little bit too.
Maybe you have a cat room too.
And then you can just go and pick vegetables and right there.
Any animals?
Yes. Kitties.
Kitties.
Three cats. Two dogs.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah, I'm assuming this house is pretty big though.
Two cats for sure.
Okay. Yeah, twins.
Twins that I got at the same time.
Oh.
And might even get that soon. And then actually, I should probably get one because it's going to stink like shit. And, but I don't want them to be lonely. It's a problem I'm having. And then, I don't know, maybe like a.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Go for it. Dream big.
A dog.
Yeah. A dog.
And I don't, that's all I need. Really need. Like,
you're good.
I don't have any other, I probably have a Honda Civic.
For sure.
And that's it.
Okay, cool. Perfect. Kyle?
You want me to hit that?
Yeah, hit it.
Sauna cold plunge, for show. Steam room, for show.
Okay, wait, mine's more like a cottage.
Yeah.
Cottage country vibe. And it's by a lake.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, it's actually, it's on a lake.
Yeah.
It's not even on a pool.
Maybe there's like a secret entrance.
There you go.
There's no pool.
In the lake.
Yeah, in the lake. You swim down.
To get to the basement.
And then there's like, yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, it's okay. So I got the sauna. I got the hot, I got the cold plunge. I got a steam room. I have a hot tub too. Okay. Bowling alley. Two lanes.
Yeah.
Two lanes. Very well kept.
Yeah, I have a ping pong room.
Nice.
It's very well kept, this bowling alley. I have all the equipment that you need to drill your own bowling ball. And I have a guy that I know who I bring out and he comes and he drills when I need a new ball. Okay. Kitchen, I have a flat top stove similar to what they have in like any diner, basically.
Oh, right, a griddle.
With a, what do you call that? A sort of the air vent? The heat vent.
Hood.
What do you call it? Hood.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a hood over top that's really
sucking it
sucking up all that steam, yeah. All the stuff that's coming up from there, just blowing right out of the top of the house. Nice big island in the kitchen as well. It's got to be a big island. I'm seeing lots of, if we're talking about the architecture, lots of glass, lots of wood, lots of concrete, a lot of natural stuff. I don't really want any honestly, like drywall.
Right.
Situation.
Like modern house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like very just like natural.
Yeah.
A lot of plants, a lot of natural light. The wood and the concrete and the glass, they all go together. Okay. Definitely like a movie room theater kind of situation also. Similar idea. Maybe about 30, like the Nighthawk Cinema in Williamsburg, you know? Mm-hmm. We can really just lounge back.
Did we go there one time? Was that the one where we went and saw Dream Scenario?
Yep.
Okay, got it.
Where they can really lounge back.
Okay.
Outside, depending on where this is. If this is like a home that's like somewhere not in New York,
yeah,
or whatever. I also imagine having like a lot of cool outdoor stuff like dirt bikes.
Oh, nice.
And quads.
The ATV.
Yep. Pickleball court. Pickleball court.
A pickleball court.
That's what I want.
A pickleball court.
Yep.
Outdoor basketball.
Yeah.
Like whatever. Maybe it all combines together. Pickleball, basketball, whatever.
Do you have kids?
Do I have kids?
Yes.
Yeah. This is
in 7 years. Yes. Do you have children?
Maybe one. This is about my home, though. This isn't about.
We asked about pets.
I think that.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's the same question.
Sure.
So are there kids?
There's a kid.
How old?
If this is 7 years from now.
Yeah.
Like 1.5, 2.
I'm doing
boy
the
or girl.
Yeah.
Girl.
Aw.
Mm.
And
pets.
Pets? Definitely got a dog. Maybe a couple of them. And then also because we're on
no
some
cats.
Land. I don't know. But because I'm on some land, I've got like a pig and maybe some chickens.
Yeah. Gotta
and
have chickens.
Maybe a goat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Will's
and
house.
Some stuff.
Sort of Will like Taylor's house from Howdy. Yeah. Jesus.
Running around. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Okay.
And
yeah, literally almost the exact same setup. Kid
and
dogs.
I know.
And a nice like music studio.
Yeah.
In there for sure.
Yeah.
It's like got like all the goodies.
I have a ring light room for my self tapes and for my TikToks.
And that's what I've got.
That's good.
Great. Connery, we would
and
ask you, but that would take us another hour.
For the people that I don't want in the home, a trap door, and they fall through and they go down a slide that has to take them miles and miles away from the home.
And you go, yeah, that just happened whenever they fall down.
Yeah, that just happened.
And it's
also, but remember as a kid, you would just always like slides everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I slide down to the kitchen.
Right, that's
I slide into my room.
Where did that come from? I feel like there's like a TV show that had that kind of like.
Oh. No matter what, just maybe, kids are obsessed with, we want to slide. Yeah.
It also seems like the most logical way of traveling as a kid. You're just like, it's quick, it's easy, it's safe.
It's fun.
And firefighters kind of do it.
Is it
yeah, slide down the pole.
They got to figure
Jimmy
it out.
Jimmy Fallon, I think their kid has a,
they've got a
slide
in
there. Yeah, that's.
Oh, that's sick.
So that, pretty fucking cool. I would do that for my kid. And I'm thinking at that time it'll be 1.5, 2. So, and
no
probably
cats.
A girl. So here's the thing.
Well, are we gonna let
Connery here's the
say
thing
no,
that
it's all
I
good.
Well, this is
it's all good.
Okay, Connery, you get one. You get one thing that
as you're like turning
thing.
In your chair.
Yeah.
You get one
you
thing
get one.
And it better
no,
be
no, no.
good.
You,
no,
because we've kind of said the same things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a lot in common.
That's interesting.
Maybe say the most important thing to you in like a dream home.
Family.
Okay, let's talk about the
let's
talk about the non
right. I think besides like music studio,
think materialistic.
Besides studio, art studio, photo studio stuff, besides like stuff like that where like that would I think one of the bougie things that I would want would be
a bidet.
Has to be a bidet.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not what you were going to say.
I wasn't going to say that, but we talked about this earlier today.
Dishwasher.
Not even. I don't mind washing the dishes because I'm also like a one or two dish kind of guy.
These houses definitely will have dishwashers.
Dishwasher. One of my dreams.
If you, for all those listeners, I've never had a dishwasher.
Yeah.
I mean, in the places that
Somebody's dream.
My parents do, but
Somebody's dream.
Yeah. So what do you got?
I would say like a just a really solid like kitchen scenario.
There you go.
I just like, I think of all the things that you could spend money on, I feel like the place that you eat is like so...
I love an island.
That's where the most gadget kids... Yeah, there's so many gadgets. There's so many...
Gizmos.
Integrated little things plenty. You can have.
Gadgets, yeah. Gizmos.
But, yeah.
I like that. The kitchen's like important.
But a bidet is... Whew,
yeah.
Close second.
What you got for us, B?
Well, that brings me to my big concern right now that I've taken it upon myself.
Mm.
Kyle is turning 30 in January. Then Michael follows closely after March. Then Connery. We are all... I am 28 right now.
Yeah, you have a late birthday.
I'm 29 in October, end of October. So I don't really have to think about that just quite yet. But... it's the big 30.
Mm-hmm.
So I have this plan
mm.
of going to an all-inclusive resort. And we all, like, instead of getting the big gifts for each other, a big party, why not? You know
just
what I
have
mean?
A big celebration for yeah. everyone together.
Like, it might not be for, or like, just for you and mm-hmm. you and Michael. I think that would mm-hmm. be a nice, like, in the middle somewhere, you know?
I love it.
And then we, so I'm on the hunt. I've been obsessed with watching these, like, there's reviewers that go, and there awesome. Is usually a single man
yeah.
who goes to
eats all, alone.
Yeah, yeah. And goes to all different reviews, or sorry, one. All different resorts yeah. and drinks alone yeah. and vlogs in his room alone. It's,
somebody's
it looks
do
like
it.
A lovely life, but I fear that it's not. I fear that it's very empty, but anyways.
I fear he's not spending all of those nights alone.
You fear that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
and I fear that.
I'm loving it. And so because yesterday I sat.
He's not spending his nights alone at a fee.
Spending them on that. Oh, okay. 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 Now we're assuming things. All right. Let's bring it back in.
I fear that.
So I think.
Fear.
So I love these videos because I'm learning all about these. Like he's going everywhere.
Yeah.
Right. Like.
Yeah.
And I, as a kid, I was like watching all these videos and I'm like, I'm obsessed with, I'm sitting them down. I'm like, okay, so these are options. Yeah. Like, blah, blah. And this one has like, okay, this one has like kids, but like the food's amazing. Or like this one has like really nice pool, but not the greatest beach. I, as a kid ordered, cause I saw on like, it was like a TV commercial, a Disney, cause we didn't go to Disney World and you can call the phone and then they send you a VHS of like them going through all the like Epcot and like the different places. And then they have like a cruise section. It's like, come, like it's just trying to sell
it's
people
an advertisement. To come. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, right.
And you get the thing for free. And then at the end it's like, call now for
wow.
a deal. And I was like, just showing my parents all, like just dreaming of going.
Wait, did you order the VHS?
Yes.
But it was free? They sent it to you for free?
Like that's what they do. So then
right.
it's the whole
still,
plan.
That's still an insane world to think about. The fact yeah. that you,
I know.
As a kid, like ordered a VHS to your house and then like, do you have that VHS still?
Probably. I don't know.
That's so interesting. That's something like a lost media kind
of
stuff.
No, it's crazy. I think my mom's the opposite of a hoarder. She
yeah,
gets
yeah,
rid
yeah,
of everything.
Yeah, it's gone.
So, but like, I just remember watching and like dreaming of the food I would eat and like there was no shot we were gonna go. Well, then we did later, but like, and then we went when I was 12, and I never
did
to
it. Was incredible.
Wait.
It was incredible.
It was the best. It was the clean. It was the cleanest place in the world. Again, this was 20. What year was that? 2006?
Yeah.
It's 2005, I want to say.
Disneyland or Disney World?
World.
So Disney World being Orlando?
Yes.
Okay.
It was the best. The rides are magical, classy, and it like, it's not just going, it's like, I just licked the new microphone. You're like, it's an experience. It's telling a story. Mm-hmm. Everything there is so thought out and detailed and beautiful. I had the best time. I can't wait to take my kids. I do think it's weird if you're an adult and you're going alone. I have friends who do that and I'm calling you out. Sorry, it's weird. Why do you need to do that?
So back to the reviewer.
Just kidding. Actually, I don't know. Now I'm like, wait, maybe I would go.
Maybe I would go and do a review.
I'm going to decide. I don't know.
I went to, my first memories are at Disney World.
Really?
Yes. The farthest back that I can remember.
That's a pretty big like event.
I was also, which blows my mind, because I'm like, there's no way that's real. But under three, I was like two and some change when this happened. And this would have been summer of 97. Yeah. Good summer.
Good summer.
Summer of 97. And I remember my dad doing a magic trick, but where you take like a coin and like rub it in your hands, but then you just tuck the coin behind your finger and you're like, look, it disappeared. He made it disappear as this little Pocahontas pressed penny. You remember you could do this penny press thing?
Oh, yeah.
It was a Pocahontas one. And he did that and it disappeared behind his hand. I remember that because he did it on the ferry. There was some sort of ferry that you would take or have to take at the Disney World one. And then there was another thing with like animatronic bears.
Yeah.
Or something. Do you remember that?
There was a bear movie later.
We went to a show and they had animatronic bears. Right. That's all I remember. I remember those two things from Disney World.
Because there was the bear movie that's really scary.
Yeah. I was just supposed to say that I know animatronic bears, but I don't know if it's a Disney reference.
Yeah.
It's Disney World.
Okay, well, here, well, okay. Well, okay, so. Well, okay.
Are we going to Disney World for his 30th or what?
Well, I was going to ask.
Forget all inclusive.
What's the dream for 30?
So here's my whole thing about this. I would love to go do that big all inclusive thing. I don't want to think about it right now because I don't.
You need to because the deals are so good right now. And then later they'll be booked up. I'm not kidding. You go and you can't find a room anywhere.
I don't want to think about turning 30.
I know. Think about it as a trip. Something looked forward to in the winter. You're going to thank me.
I know, but for whatever reason, I know I will. But right now, as you're bringing it up, the thought of, I'm just like,
how about we think about it when we get back from our trip?
Beautiful. But man, the idea of that, like thinking about planning that right now and being like, oh yeah, I'm planning for my 30th.
That's your next birthday. But it's going to slip away and it has to be a good one, right?
Where did it go?
It's also my champagne birthday this year. Right. And then it's my 30th the next year.
I'm excited to turn 30.
Lingering
in the late 20s, it's just something like, let's
I don't
get this
really
over.
Care.
I think you're kind of right. Everyone says the 30s are the best. I'm like, the late 20s was hard. Mm-hmm. Really hard.
Because you are, it is the new sort of like young adult.
Yes.
You know, whereas I feel like my parents' generation, young adult was when you were a young adult and you're like in your 20s. And now it's like your young adults are like in your late 20s.
Yeah.
You're just sort of like, oh, I'm like figuring, having to deal with adult stuff now.
Like I thought I had it figured out about 10 times now.
Yeah, for sure.
And and now do I? Yes, I do. But I've been feeling a bit, say, rejected, burnt out, purposeless.
Ooh.
I've been very close to some awesome things this year, very awesome life-changing things this year, and I ended up not getting a single one.
Yet.
Mm-hmm. I know this, but today I'm having a day where I'm going, so it must be me, right? And also the things of like, you know, oh, this is so stupid. Why am I talking about that?
Go for it.
Of like, oh, I'm going to be happy if I have my own apartment. You get that thing and then you're not happy. I'm going to be happy if I have blank amount of followers. Mm-hmm. You're not happy. I'm going to be happy when I have $1 million. I have $1 million. Not happy. Mm-hmm. I don't have $1 million. That was a joke. But maybe one day I will. I hope to. I'm going to need it if I'm going to want that house.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm actually going to need a couple million.
And if I have that dream house, I'll be happy.
Hey, and then I'll be happy. We'll be happy.
Yep.
So then I go, or like, have a kid. Don't have a kid to be happy. You know, like, you know what I mean? Like right. People have kids to like cure stuff and you're not supposed to do that. And then I'm like, so then what, like, what's like actually like going to make me happy? I'm not happy, mm-hmm. but I'm,
you're not thrilled about anything.
I'm just like, I feel like we've been really going and obviously we're in a great place and, mm-hmm. and there has been a lot of movement specifically in this last year. And I cannot believe my life. But I am going where? So what makes me happy? The things that make me happy are that we're going to play Overcooked after this podcast and eat food together and hang out as friends.
Yeah.
Meeting my mom in Poland in a week and spending time with my grandmothers and having just an English breakfast tea mm-hmm. with some delicious Polish sugar. I'm going to fucking cry. What?
Yeah.
I'm on my period. Did I say that?
Yeah.
So just, you know what? There we go. I answered it.
Yeah.
I don't think I need to go to therapy because I think I figured it out.
Because this is therapy.
Not to be, this is.
No,
yeah.
But it is. It's just talking.
Not to be all Ecclesiastes, but yeah.
No, I'm not to be all Ecclesiastes.
What was that?
Hold on.
No, you didn't hear that? He said Ecclesiastes.
We need to go ahead and put a big like, Connery, what you need to edit in here is like a big.
Kyle, if you don't know what Ecclesiastes is, you need to go read a book.
Like a big car, like screeching brakes so hard.
Ecclesiastic?
What did you just say?
Not to be all ecclesiastic. The book of...
The book of what?
The book of Ecclesiastes.
Which is who?
Which is written by Solomon, we think, who and had everything in the world. He had money, he had women.
And
he
this
had,
is where?
This is in the Middle East somewhere.
No. I mean, where is the book of... This is in the Bible?
The Bible.
Okay.
But it's a pretty common like...
So what does, you know, it, what does it mean?
It just means there's a very famous passage that goes, meaningless, spitting into the wind. Solomon had everything. He had... money, he had women, he had power, he was the most, richest man in the world, whatever. And it's basically a book where he's just like, this is all nothing. It's all dust. And it's like him realizing that. So it's an emo book. It's all an emo book. It's basically him just being like, nothing matters. But then the realization is that, you know, what is there but to like eat, drink, and be merry. That's where that line comes from, pretty sure.
To
be with people, to be around people, to be with one another and to love one another and to serve one another. That's a big thing.
Because I think, when I think about why I was maybe happier, more content in moments earlier on mm-hmm. in my 20s, mm-hmm. I spend a lot of time dreaming about this life.
Mm-hmm.
So that would make me really happy and really like looking forward to things.
Sure.
And I do now, but it's so different because I know that it won't bring me happiness.
Right, because you've gone on to that echelon and now you're like, okay, well.
So it'll bring me artistic like expression mm-hmm. and accolades or just like career fulfillment.
Right, yeah.
Meeting other people I'm excited about too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the same anymore. Like I'm not like, mm-hmm. I've now, because of how many great things are happening, I don't want those highs. I just want everything to be normal. And I think this year was just a really hard transitioning year into like just the gears shifted, everything changed. Mm-hmm. And it's not what you think it's gonna be, but also still dealing with failure and like rejection. And all the normal things.
Crud. Yeah. Everyone experiences the same things, crud. Just in different ways. Yeah.
Completely. Is what I'm... Completely. Completely. And all, that's not to say I'm not great. That's also another thing is like being like, because I'm maybe not happy all of the time, feeling the guilt of... Because I can feel grateful at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it feel worse.
Right.
Because I feel... like I'm supposed to be more, if I was truly grateful, I'd be happy with what I have.
Right. But mm-hmm. happiness and joy are different things too, though. Like happiness is circumstantial. It'll come and go depending on external circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
But joy is something that sort of like surpasses all of that, where it's just like, I'm joyful because I have the people I love, or because, you know, those things last underneath everything else when circumstances kind of come and go.
I think about it opposite.
Yeah.
You think happiness is ongoing and joy is?
Yeah. I mean, I think joy is the more...
spontaneous, like moments?
The one that you like feel a bit more.
I think people just talk about, I want to be happy. But
and I think happiness is more.
Is happy content? Is that...
Well, yeah, maybe like, I think, I just feel like when people say like, I want to be happy, what they're looking for is that feeling of like, you know, but this is semantics.
And I think that this year in general, for me, it's just like, I think I'm still, it's gotten easier, but like not being around people that know me is hard.
That was COVID for me, for sure.
Hard. Yeah.
Not being able to speak the same language as the people around, like not, the people around you not speaking the same language as you do. So then it becomes difficult to even communicate in little bits and pieces and like, you know.
You know, Kyle and Michael know me really well now because we've spent so much time together.
Yeah.
But then I wake up in the middle of the night going, they're my only friends. Mm-hmm. But also, is that fine? Like, you know, isn't there only so many people that really are close to you?
We have a capacity.
That's also, and that's also, I think, growing up and learning that and accepting that. But because, I used to. I think everyone, when you're in your early 20s, you have so many friends that you're constantly going from group to group to group every weekend.
Yeah, just like having fun with like everybody. Just like so many people that I know and they love me.
No, like, true. Like, but I had a lot of different communities. Communities, which I missed. I mean, here, there's definitely communities here and we're finding them and whatever. But like, it's just not as frequent where it was like every day. And then now it's... We have our community, which is great, but anyways.
Yeah, but those are also like structured communities too. When you're younger, I feel like it's easier because things are sort of like given to you structurally.
Totally.
Like, and now you're going to dance class and these are your dance friends. Mm-hmm. And now you're going to this, you know.
I do think that you can still, like I'm realizing that now with the bowling league. I have people that I see there every week.
And you don't talk to them?
No, I do.
You do, you do.
I say what's up to them. Mm-hmm. And you guys don't even know that they exist.
No.
And they're just people that I don't think about outside of bowling. Like I go there and it's nice to know these people and say what's up and talk about whatever it is that we want to talk about. But you know, it's similar. Like maybe one of these days I become closer friends with one of the people there and then they enter the circle in some way, you know, like, there's still other ways to get that. Like, I know, I don't know if it's through this or if they signed up together, but I know like my sister has her like workout friends that she like specifically goes to these classes with.
I love that. Yeah.
Back home and just, work friends and friends from high school. Like there's still always that.
I think
separation,
we just,
I think it, a lot.
Or at least since moving in my experience, cause work is, I moved for my best friends for you guys. Mm-hmm. Then you guys became my work partners.
Yeah, you're everything.
And my family. Like, and also, this is the first year, which I've talked about maybe before, but just like that not being, and I speaking as someone who is very close with their family, not being as close with your family anymore. Mm-hmm. That's a huge.
Because you've always lived closer to
physically all of it because it's like emotionally where I'm like independent now and really growing my own life where before I felt some connection, but now that ending too, not ending, it's always going to be there, but like
anyways,
shut
like that, like shut up, shut up.
Okay, well it's time to thank our lovely our lovely people.
Can you give some energy?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to thank the Bibbabalites.
That was good.
Let's get ready to rumble. Okay.
Okay, so Connery, cue the music. Bring. I need
$20 million? What's this for?
Because I don't care if you're out of business, I need a new sword.
Sweaty quids,
That's 20 million.
My God. Okay, I'll get you the sword shop for this.
No, listen. Not just any sword. I need the same sword that you made for Sir Peter Pettingle.
You listen here, mate, and you listen close. You just said I was out of business. Don't you understand English? That's what it means.
How much will it take? There's 20 million on the table.
I'm done with that crap. I'm done with it. I don't make so...
Another 20.
40 million quid!
And from you, all I need is the same exact sword that you made for Peter Pettingle.
I don't need no money. I don't need no games. I don't need no riches. And I sure don't need no fames. I will never make a sword again. Because you know why?
Why?
I don't like my own work.
Who are you kidding?
I'm not good enough.
You are John Jingleheimer Schmidt. The finest blacksmith in all of the 17th century.
That's right.
And you don't like your own work.
No.
The sword that you...
I'm insecure, goddammit. Can't you riddle it through your head?
You've made swords for so many people that are legendary, legendary knights.
What are you insecure about?
That I don't have the right sword.
Okay, something else.
I'm insecure that everybody is taller than me.
And they are. So you have nothing to be insecure about.
I'm merely 4'7".
Yeah. It's okay.
I can fight, but I need to make up for it with the same sword that Peter Pettingle wield.
Wait.
Wield.
Wait, which one... Peter or I'm Jack Jingleheimer Schmidt?
You're John Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Right.
The finest swordsman in all the 17th century.
Okay, 40 million quid on the table.
Yes.
Listen, I don't like to do this. But I'm single. And I know you have a lot of daughters and a lot of sons. I'm not very picky. Don't really have a preference. In fact, don't quite have a word for it yet. But just anybody really.
Any boy or girl.
Or anybody.
Anybody.
Really. Would you mind if I could maybe have a date with every single one of your
every
children?
Single one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Fine.
Okay.
Under one condition.
Okay, yes.
If you know who I am, Sir Peter Pettingle, then tell me, who are my children?
Okay, well, there's Finn Bruce, Katie Chase, Eric Burke, Hayden Kuhn, Lucy Cox, Adrian DeBicki, Badzik, Ashlyn, AOP Boo Sponsor, Aaron Ruggiero, Martin LeGrand, Carlotta Arsenberg, Holden McGroin, Ty Vine, Mark Riley, Sophie Krosenkrowski, Kelly Bach, Hot Sauce Haley, Diana Kreisman, Rams Nawisa, Daniel Bernard. Stop!
I'm listening.
Poppy Davies, Bev Stone, Hannah Newsom, Willie One of One, Coco, Mia de Babadia, Andre Sanchez, Ali Jack Blore, Laura Strela, Stink, Maggie Marone, Mackenzie, Emily Faith, Ben Hare, Favi, Marcin Abagabia, Antonia Mora, Josiah, Stinky Ew, Peyton Flesh, Jamie McPentagon, Adriana, DJ Khaled Stickers, you the best. Danny, Manny, Troy, and Haley Coleslaw, Haley Nelson, Vincent S, Betsy, T-Bone Cornbread, The Joy Hotel is the best band in the world, Bank, Juby, Ruby, Veronica, and Kyla, the best are our friends in real life, Savannah, Lewin, and AKA Lil Pip, Taylor Lana, Matthew Vanderput, Luke Sin, Lauren Kelly, Ava Essenberg, Megan Gooby, Grace Shannon, Ashley Foles, Eric Anderson, Lauren Burba, and Michael McKitty, Lilia Shirley, and vice versa.
Well,
you needed my leash.
Well,
now my
John Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Yes.
You may have a date with all of my children. You've named them. And in return...
Could it be like The Bachelor? Like a show, The Bachelor. Sure.
Not sure what that
is. But it's
is.
Mean, I'm The Bachelor.
Yes.
And I get to go on dates and find out who is my greatest match.
And in return...
Like the show The Bachelor. Can I do that?
And in return, I... shall receive
a
the
kiss?
Sword. The sword.
I was misreading the room. Of course you can have a kiss.
John,
I mean sword.
You've got yourself a deal.
And scene. Thank you everybody for watching this week's episode. We love you so much.
Oh my gosh.
And we will be back very soon for episode
that
50!
Oh, shit.
And don't forget to subscribe,
no,
like,
I was gonna say,
smash
that
like button. We have buy tickets to our show, please.
This point will already be flying. So we should...
The other show.
Yeah, exactly,
about.
Yeah.
No, no, that's what we're saying.
About. Yeah.
The show
no,
in November.
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying as
no,
well.
No,
yeah,
yeah.
Sorry, I was just reminding you guys about the show in November.
We have a show in November, which
November,
is what we were talking
November 10th.
About.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, we were
here
talking about
here in New York City, in the city, which means that is in...
Gramercy Theater.
Gramercy Theater. I'm so excited. Please come out, please. And
it's
I love
for
you
New York Comedy Fest.
I've actually never heard that voice from Kyle.
Well,
have you heard
and
one?
It's not going to come back.
Well,
goodbye.
I've got loads of voices. Perhaps I've got this one.
Stop. Save it for the bonus episode.
Hey, Connor here. We're going to be taking a little break from the pod next week, but keep an eye out for a shiny new episode 50 on October 14th. Thanks, y'all.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.